Why do you argue so strongly that BlackBerry can't do that?
Well, I mean, Apple really is the exception to the rule, and I would argue that Motorola's comeback really wasn't a comeback. I mean, it was still losing money when it got bought out by Google. Apple's comeback really came at a different time. It was when the products really mattered. I mean, they had a successive hit. They had the iPod, iPhone, iPad, number of products that were all well received. I mean, BlackBerry is coming out at a time when it's not just the product. You need to have software, services, a whole ecosystem around it. And unfortunately, with Apple and Google, Samsung all around it, I mean, BlackBerry couldn't compete.
I mean, maybe too far gone. Still can't compete. Then, Ed, what do we think of John Chen? I mean, he's known as a no-nonsense kind of guy, very business savvy. Is he the right man to maybe have a shot at this?
No, I don't think so. You're going to need somebody with a lot of operational experience in handsets. I totally disagree about the Motorola turnaround. They were hugely profitable with the turnaround of Razr and Triplets, but that was a real operation-focused team. Chris Galvin brought in guys from Nike, but guys from GE, and they fixed the company, and it was only later that it was brought to its knees by a new CEO. The point is, if you're going to fix it, you've got to have somebody who knows this business. You don't have the luxury of time to figure it out as you go along, so you're going to have to find somebody who knows handsets, and there aren't very many of those guys around.
Who could it be besides John Chen, Roger? If you had to handpick somebody for this job, who would it be? Is there anybody out there?
Right now, I mean, I can't really see that many people out there that actually have the expertise for that. I mean,
David Copperfield?
Probably, yeah. Houdini. I mean, John Chen, obviously, he's more of a software guy, right? And that seems to be where the investors want to take the company.
And the reason I brought that up, Roger, is so doesn't that tell us a little bit about which direction the board may want to go in here?
Absolutely.
That we will probably end, we won't see any physical BlackBerries, but the company may exist as operating like their new BBM is, their messenger launching on iOS and Android.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. I mean, the company, the investors clearly want to push this into a software-based company. It's still unclear to me, you know, where the demand is for that software. There is obviously companies that work with BlackBerry right now, but looking at all the drama, looking at the issues right now, it's hard to see a lot of big businesses jumping onto the BlackBerry.